how do you advance the ruin to redemption message of God that we see in Ruth through your life today to others? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. So how do you advance the gospel message? One way to answer that question is by being committed to obedience, even when it calls for self-sacrifice. Not because you will gain a bargaining chip with God, but because you fully trust that God knows what He's doing and asking of you in His Word. Part of being able to trust that comes in knowing that when the message was written thousands of years ago, He already knew of the situation you are in right now and the self-sacrifice it would require. Which is why, tucked within the reality of the gospel, is this little jewel. Jesus knows how to live in self-sacrifice, which is why the believer has been indwelt with the Spirit of Jesus. He lives in you so that when it comes to handling the Word of God, living out this Word in your life, you will depend upon the Spirit that's within you and not the self-preservation mentality all around you. Self-preservation shines a light on your own self-perceived glory. But self-sacrifice for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of others, so that others can see and know the glory of Christ, when it is sourced in the Spirit, shines a spotlight on Christ. The very purpose of salvation was to rescue you from trying to live out God's commands on your own in the first place. You can't do it. So what makes you think that after a person is saved, that they can now do it on their own? The command to self-sacrifice is only fulfilled through us because of dependence upon the Spirit in us. Listen to what the Word of God says. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Count others more significant than yourselves. Look to the interest of others. Count everything as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses it for my sake will gain it. All of these calls and more to self-sacrifice are only possible when our source for doing them is our dependence upon the Spirit of God living within us, because we want all the world to know that Christ is our hope and not ourselves. Today, please pray for Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Fonte Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana.